Okay, here we go. Here we go. The last part of Maseches Tainis. And we have, starting with the two dots on Lamed Amud Beis, we start with a discussion of Tubav and Yom Kippur. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, two dots on Lamed Amud Beis. The Mishnah has said, Lo hayom tovim liYisrael kachamisha asar ba'av v'chayom kippurim. There were no greater holidays in the Jewish, among the Jewish people than Tubav and Yom Kippur. Those are the greatest days. Bishlama Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur, I understand why it's such a great day. Bishum de espes lichu mechila, Yom shenitnu bo luchos achronos. That is the day that we achieved forgiveness, and that is the day that we received the luchos achronos, the second luchos. Ela tu ba'av mahi, why is tu ba'av such a special day? And then Gemara is about to quote six different opinions why tu ba'av is such a special day. These opinions are recorded here and in Bava Basra as well. First, let's speak about what the Gemara said about Yom Kippur. So, the pashtus is, and this is what the Iyun Yaakov says, the reason Yom Kippur is so special is because there are two reasons. There are two reasons why it's so special. Number one, they achieve Slicho Bechila. And number two, Luchos Achronos. And number two, we got the second Luchos. Really, two separate reasons. The Beis HaLevi, though, in a drasha, which we mentioned a couple of years ago, says maybe there's really one reason. Maybe Yom Sheninu Bo Luchos Achronos is really the same reason as Yom Sheninu Bo Slicha Mechila. Why? He quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says that in Parsha Shmos, that actually it's in Yonah Diyomah, Parsha Shavuah, it says over the Shabbos table, Yisro. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka created something called Torah Shebichsav and something called Torah Shebal Peh. He did not want to create just Torah Shebichsav. He could have made everything Bichsav. He could have put all Torah Shebal Peh into Bichsav. But he didn't. Why? He says, Moshe, Echtov osa lahem bechsav. Amar lahem, lo mebnei shagul galu lefanai shasidin ha-kadosh umas ha-olam l'shlopahen v'lita osa mehem, ela mikroni kosev bechsav v'misha v'tamar v'agadah nosi lim balpeh, shim yavo ha-ubo osa olam v'shtavdu v'hem ad kan l'shona. The fact that Torah shib balpeh is kept balpeh, meaning creates a special relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Gemara says. In Gittin, lo karasi bris, ela al Torah shib balpeh. That was the first thought Kaviyachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then came Luchos Shnios. Luchos Shnios, everything changed. What happened with Luchos Shnios? Explains the Beis HaLevi. After Luchos Rishonos, you know, we sinned, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have thrown us away had Moshe Rabbeinu not gotten us forgiveness. But something fundamentally changed to the Beis HaLevi from Luchos Rishonos to Luchos Shnios. Psal Lecha. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Luchos Shnios and there was something different? So he quotes the chilek between Tashmishe Kedusha and Tashmishe Mitzvah. Tashmishe Mitzvah, as the Gemara says in Megillah, Beit Hashem starting tomorrow. Tashmishe Mitzvah, tzitzis, lulav, shofar. That item is kadosh when it is being used as a mitzvah. But when it's not being used as a mitzvah anymore, Me'ikar Adin, it can be thrown out. Me'ikar Adin, the Gemara says Nizrakin, a shofar, tzitzis, lulav. Okay, we're not supposed to do it. We're supposed to do it in a covetic way. We can put it into a plastic bag and then put it in the garbage. But that's Me'ikar Adin. That's not Sheamus. A lulav isn't Sheamus. It has Kedusha as it's being used, but not afterwards. Masha Ein Kein, say for Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, or anything that services, the Tefillin bag, the covering of the Torah, all those are called Tashmishi Kedusha. They have inherent value, and because they have inherent value, because they're connected to the Ksav of Torah, therefore, they must be Nikbarin. They must be put in Sheamus. Why? Because they have inherent value. So says the Beis HaLevi, by the Luchos Rishonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah Shebichsav, and the Torah Shebal Peh is going to be figured out later. But says the Beis HaLevi, by Luchos Shnios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka never wanted us to be able to leave him. No matter how bad we are, he wanted to do something so that we can never be disconnected from him, so he made us into the cloth of Torah Shebal Peh. And he quotes Midrashim that seem to say this. We became the cloth of Torah Shebal Peh. From first Luchos, we were just Tashmishei Mitzvah. We were going to have to fulfill the Torah. But then we became Tashmishei Kedusha, having inherent value. And if we have inherent status, inherent Kedusha, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never be able to divorce us and to leave us. That's what happened with the Luchos Shnios. That's Psal Lachash to Luchos Avadim. You can look in Drush Yud Ches, the last Drush in the Beis HaLevi Drushes. So says the Beis HaLevi, that's the pshat of our Gemara. Yom Sheninu Bo Luchos Shnios. Yom Sheninu Bo Slicha Mechila. What's the Slicha Mechila? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Luchos Shnios. And he changed the way that the world was going to function. We were going to be the Ksav of Torah, and in that way we'll never be able to go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Drush of the Beis HaLevi. It's really one reason. It's not two reasons of Yom Kippur. It's really one reason. Okay. So that is why Yom Kippur is such a wonderful day. Ela tu ba'av mahi. So what's so unique and special about Tu B'Av? So six reasons of the Gemara. Number one, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yom Shehutshru Shvatim Lavo Zeh Bazeh. It's the day that the Shvatim were allowed to marry into each other, intermarry within the Shvatim. My drosh, how do you know this? Because the Pasuk says, the end of my midbar, Zeh Hadavar Shersiva Hashem Lebono Slavchad, this is the thing. So Zeh is always a miyut, v'gomer, Dover Zeh, Lo Yehei Noeg Ela Badar Zeh. This should only be Noeg at this time. The Ramban at the end of Bamidbar explains this. The Ramban at the end of Bamidbar, the end of Parshas Maaseh, the last Ramban, actually, it's here for Bamidbar, says, why was there, in the first generation of Jews going into Eretz Yisrael, why was there an Isser to intermarry within Shvatim? Says the Ramban, Shelo Yavoha Isha Hu Beis Chila Ka'aretz, L'kachas L'nachla B'mata Acher. This was the time that the Shvatim's boundaries were getting finalized, and everybody's figuring out which Shevet is where. So it's going to be so confusing. We know that the Nachla goes after the husband. Therefore, if a man from Shimon marries a man from... Oh, Shimon might not have had a Nachla. A man from Yisachar married a woman from Binyamin. So what's going to be? There's going to be a little piece of Binyamin in Yehuda. It's all going to be mixed up. So that's why, at least the first generation, you had to marry within your own shevet. Shlo yisarvu hashvatim ze imze benachla ki acharei chein. After once there's a generation that the boundaries are established, kfar no denachlasam lo yachpidu kol kach. People won't be so machpid because they know this is where their shevet is and this is where their shevet is. Therefore, they're not going to be so machpid. So the Rabban says that's why there was an iser in the first generation. Ask the achronim though, why is this such a happy day? Why is this such a happy day? Ask the Marshon Baba Basra when this comes up. What's so simchadik? And the way the Gvuras Ari says it is that this was a limited Isser, a limited finite for amount of time. What, after the generation after we went out of Mitzrayim, we should celebrate that we're allowed to walk out of our houses on Pesach night? That's a celebration. An Isser is only for a certain period of time, so once the Isser doesn't exist anymore, that's a cause for a Yantif? So ask the Gvuras Ari, what's going on here? Ve'ein ze Isser achozer leheter lasos Yantif al zeh. Elamanda Isser Omeid b'Isur Olam. Elamanda Shari Me Olam Moser Leklal. It was never ushered to the next generation. What's the cause for a Simcha? He says, and even if you want to say that the Afal Pisha Harvi Mitzvahs Tulian Ba'aretz Ubebnei Zenis Ava Moshe Rabbeinu Likanes, even if you want to say that everybody to everything to do with Eretz Yisrael is, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go in to get more mitzvahs, but regarding which Shevet owns the land, this is not Dror de Mitzvah. This is no Hana Yisera. So what's going on here? So he said, don't think that, oh, maybe somebody could only find their Zivik and another Shevet. Every Shevet had a lot of people in there. Lachorah, you could find the mate in your own Shevet. So he thinks, you know why this is such a wonderful day? Because they learned it out from a Pasuk. Once they figured out the drasha of the Pasuk, not the idea, but they figured out that this was the Kavana of the Torah, that's cause for Simcha. Whenever you have a Kavana and we come up with a true pshat when it comes to learning out the Torah and darshaning the Torah, and especially a halacha that's going to be forever. So that was the cause for a simcha, says the Gvuras Ari. Right? The Dvarim Smechim Kinesinasa Misinai. They say there was a strand of simcha. That's the first reason the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry after the first generation in the Midbar. Yeah.
Was the rabbinic decree that they couldn't marry?
It was Daraisa. It was not a rabbinic decree. It was from the Torah. The Torah says that you weren't allowed to intermarry, but Chazal understood that to be for a limited amount of time. Only the first generation. It's that the borders don't get mixed up. The first generation. Okay, number two. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Nachman. Yom Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Lava Bakal. It was the day. Why is Tu B'Av such a special day? Because it was the day that Shevet Binyamin was allowed to marry back in. If we remember the story at the end of Sefer Shoftim. There are two tragic stories recorded there. There's the story of Pesel Micha and the story of Pilegish Megiva. There is a Machlokes Rishonim in Shoftim, when those stories actually took place. Is it exactly in order of Shoftim? It took place after the Shoftim, after Shimshon, at the end of Shoftim, after that these stories took place? Or is it that these really stories really took place earlier, before Rasniya ben Kenaz? And it was just put there, because they don't want to start off Shoftim with these terrible stories, with these tragic stories they would put at the end. Okay, machlokas. Either way, the Shevet Binyamin was almost, it was decimated, but it was almost wiped out completely. Because B'nai Yisrael, there was the civil war, they took care of almost all the men of Shevet Binyamin for what they did. So therefore, and there was a Shavua, nobody was allowed to marry Shevet Binyamin, the women that were left from Shevet Binyamin. Shevet was almost wiped out. Until they realized, you know what, this can't be, there's got to be Shiftei Ka, and we have to retract on the on our Shavua. So that's what happened on the day of Tu B'Av. That's when Sheva Binyamin was allowed to marry in again. Shne'emar, the Ish Yisrael Nishvav Mispalimar, and the Shavua, the original Shavua was, every Jew swore, Ish Mimenu lo yitain bitola Binyamin le'isha. Every man from us shall not give his daughter to Binyamin for a wife. My drosh, what is it, what's the drosh of the pasuk? Of Arav Mimenu velo mibaneinu. Means from us specifically, but the oath is not binding on our children. Again, learned that from a pasuk. And that's why, again, that was understandably a happy day in that the Shiftei Ka came back together as a unit. Number three. Amar Abba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yom Shekalu Bo Mesei Midbar. Tu B'Av was the day that, just to translate literally, the day that the ones who were decreed to die in the Midbar stopped dying. Shene D'Amar Mar. Actually, let's wait. Let's finish it, and then we'll talk about it. D'amar Mar, as we have a statement, Achal Kol Meisei Midbar Lo Haya Dibur Moshe. As long as the Meisei Midbar were still dying during the 40 years, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to Moshe. Dibur in Moshe. Shneimar Vayhi Kasher Tamu Kol Achi Lechava Lamus. Because as it says in the 40th year, when they finished dying, Vayidaber Hashem Eli, Eli Haya Hadibur. Hashem spoke to me. That's when I got the Dibur, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Couple of things to talk about here. Number one, what does it mean, Yom Shekalubo, is the day they stopped dying? What does that mean, the day they stopped dying? So Rashi here, and Tosfos, and other Rishonim in Bava Basra quote the Medrash, that every year on Tisha B'Av, the crews went out, that everybody had to dig their own graves, the night of Tisha B'Av, and they had to sleep in their graves the night of Tisha B'Av, because you didn't know if this was the year that it was their turn. And then the next morning, the crews went out, the announcer went out, Yibadlu Hachayim and Amesim, the ones that are alive should separate from the ones that are dead, and everybody who was still alive got up from the grave, and in that way, the Mesei Midbar were taken care of. But the last year on Tisha B'Av, everybody got up. They're like, maybe we miscalculated. You know, it's maybe today's really the 8th of Av. So they did that for a week until they saw that the moon was full. Once they saw on Tu B'Av that the moon was full, they realized that the Gzeirah was finished. And they realized that was it, and that's why they made a Yontif. There are, though, yeah?
They didn't stop dying on Tu B'Av. They just realized they stopped dying.
So according to this pshat, it was a Simen and not a Siba, as we call it. It was just, this was the day they realized. So that's the day they made the Yontif. You're right, they didn't stop. They stopped the week before. But that is the one pshat. There is a Machlokes, Tosfos here quotes two Deos, whether throughout the Midbar did people die not on Tisha B'Av during the Midbar? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos here quotes two different days. Tosfos quotes the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Kolam Emshanim lo hayameisim ela b'Tisha B'Av. U'b'chol Tisha B'Av hayameisim chaf aleph elef uprotrot. Right, 21,000. You have to take care of 600,000 men, and having all the men from 20 to 40 had to be taken care of in these 40 years. It's a high percentage. High percentage. So says the Rashbam that they only died on Tisha B'Av. And then he quotes Yesh Befarshim, Shemesim B'chol Yom. No, every day. Every day they were Levayas. Ach Rov HaMesim Yihayu Olam B'Tisha B'Av. So Rov died, but other people died during as well. Okay, so that's two Deos in the Rishonim. The question, though, is a similar question we could ask here as we asked on Lag BaOmer. Number one, didn't they know who was 20 years old? Didn't they know who was 20 at the time? So what, they had to figure out? If somebody was 10 at the time of the Raglim, so he knew, he was okay. Why do you have to go in? And if somebody was 20, he knew. So how did they not realize when at the last year, when everybody got up, they thought they miscalculated? Didn't they realize who was supposed to be Nigzar and who wasn't supposed to be Nigzar? A. B. Let's say everybody was finished. What do we ask the Lag BaOmer? Why is Lag BaOmer such a happy day? Because the Talmidim stopped dying. He didn't have any left. You have any Talmidim left, so what's so happy about that? There was nobody else. Right, it's a similar question here. They all died. We're so happy that they all died. So the Tosfos and Baba Basra over there, Kuf Chaf Aleph, suggests, and he doesn't ask these two questions, but he has an answer that answers both of these questions. He says the last year there were another 15,000 that were supposed to die, but they didn't. The Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis the last year. That's why they waited. That's why they thought they miscalculated, and that's why they... And that's why it was happy. That's why there was, because they saw that there was a bit of Gzeira. Bito man, Akzair of an Ishu man, Tesva of Elif, a prodrodosan, Shaya Ruyin Lomus, Bishana Achrona, Kamosha was either Besich Pachis Kiyahu, even after there was Akzair, Akadish Baruch, Huad Rachmanis. That is what Tosfos Bava Basra suggests. There is another answer you could say, and that is, even if they all stopped dying, but just like by Lag Baomer, what's the Simcha for? Because now Rabbi Kiva started again. Now's the time when you have new Talmidim. So here to now, now's the time that stage of history is over, and now they start the stage of Knesset La'aretz. Even when tragedy finishes, that's also a time for a Simcha. When they know there's not going to be any more tragedy. Other suggestions, the Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah suggests that maybe they miscalculated, maybe they were calculating 40 years from Meraglim. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was 40 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's why it was a year off. So maybe that's why maybe that goes with Tosis. That's how they miscalculated. They thought another 15,000, but it wasn't supposed to be. Okay, that's all about Yom Shekalubo Mesi Midbar. One other thought regarding this. Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi here says, the second last Rashi on the Almud, Lo Haya Dibur Moshe, Biyichud V'chiba. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have personal, special communication with God throughout this time. Even though it seems from the Psukim that Hashem spoke to him during the Midbar, let's say Korach, other times, but it wasn't pe'el pe, it wasn't the unique, normal clarity of vision that Moshe Rabbeinu had that we read about at the end of Parshas Baaloscha. Ela bechizayon laila. It was more of a nightly vision like other Nevi'im had. And the Rashbam and Rav Basra quotes, maybe it was only through a malach, or through the Urim Batumim. So that's how they read the Gemara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did speak to him in between, but it just wasn't spoken to him on the same level. The Turei Evan cannot, the Gvir Sari, same person, cannot fathom this. He says, Chas v'shalom, that once Moshe Rabbeinu reached the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was spoken to in a way that was like the other Nevi'im. Pel, pel, daber bo, that's the end of Parshas Baaloscha. You want to say Hashem didn't speak to him because Hashem doesn't speak to him unless these of Klal Yisrael, fine. The Parshas of the Pasuk, but daber Hashem Eli, now, there was a hafsik. But to say that Hashem spoke to him like the others, v'ani omer chalila lo marken, sh'nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu haya be'eze pamay de malach ha'urim betumim, Obachizayin halayla. So he does not agree. He doesn't say what he said. He just rejects Rashi and the Rashbam. So Lachari, he says, take the Gemara literally. I'd rather say no talk than some talk.
But the Torah is silent about those 38 years.
Right. The Torah doesn't say anything about those 38 years except the allusion to the Masos. What's the Masos? That's
right,
all.
So
that's all we know.
So what's Rashi talking about? We don't know what went on.
We don't know what went on unless.
Story.
Right. Unless Korah, Chukas. Right, there were some stories that happened up until the Arvos Moav. There were some, and it seems like maybe that's what he's bothered by. It seems like there was some communication. Okay, that is Meisei Midbar. That was number three. Number four, second to last line. Ula Amar, Yom Shebita Hoshea Ben Ela Prud Desoyos, different Gersos here, what the word is. Shehoshev Yeravim Ben Navat. It was the day that Hoshea ben Ela, one of the kings of Israel, took down the statues that Yeravim ben Nevat had put up in order to try to get Am Yisrael not to be Ola Regel. He would try to get them to go to his Makom HaMikdash, which he created. Therefore, he put up these statues. This was a wonderful day that they took down these statues so Bnei Yisrael could be Ola Regel. They wouldn't have any other Yitzharis to go elsewhere. And he says, wherever you want to go, please go. In other words, Rashi explains on top that Hoshea ben Ela was not a tzaddik. Hoshea ben Ela was Russia. Russia Haya. Except he was terrible. But he wasn't as bad. He gave them the choice. He took down the statues and then he gave one up signs. Ola Regel, either way. Ola Regel, Beis HaMikdash, Ola Regel, Yeravim ben Nevat's place. But he took down the statue. So, we give him a little credit for taking them down, but Lav Dafka, that he was such a great person, he just said, Le'ezer Shi'er Ziyalu, but still, it was enough to make it a Yantif. Number four. Number five. Rav Masna Amar. Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beitar L'Kvura. Tu B'Av was the day that the Haruge Beitar were finally able to be buried. We mentioned on one of the five tragedies back in the Mishnah Daf Chafav Mabez. One of the five tragedies that happened on Tisha B'Av is Nilkada Beitar. Beitar was a tremendous Jewish community that was massacred. So they finally were given L'Kvura. Meaning what? They weren't buried for months and months. And their bodies did not decompose. And finally they were zochet to be buried. And that is why that's a call for a yantif. Yomer of Masna, Oso Yom Shinu Haruge Beit Lakfura, Tiknu Biyavna Tova Hametiv. On that day, that's when they made the fourth bracha of benching. Hatova Hametiv, Hatov Shalo Hisrichu, Tov, that their bodies did not decompose, Vahametiv Shinu Lakfura, that they were given over Li Kvura. That's Yom Shinu Haruge Beit Lakfura. The Tosfos here quotes, why do we say the bracha of Hatova Hametiv? First, we say it in benching, and we also say that when we have a special kind of wine. So why do we say Hatova Hametiv? What's the connection of Beitar to wine? So Tosfos doesn't quote the whole thing here. He quotes Geder Bekerem. Doesn't quote the whole story. The Yerushalmi on our Gemara quotes that Andrianus used the bodies, Rahman al-Islam, the corpses of Beitar, as a fence around his vineyard. He used all the bodies to pile them up around to surround his vineyard. So that's why, and when they were finally zochet to be buried, when Klal Yisrael were able to get them back, so they did this as a zecher, hatova hametiv, connected to wine, because the bodies originally surrounded his kerem, so that's why it was dafka in, as dafka by wine, hatova hametiv. We had earlier, we're not going to repeat it again, where this gemara came up in brachas and in tosas and psachim, about why dafka wine, what about a better wine, what if it's on the table, what about a better kind of other food. So that is many rishonim that we discussed there. The Ritva here says, why in benching? Why dafka do we say, were they misakin this in benching? So he said the Ritva in Baba Basra there says, V'yeshmar Rebbeseinu Omrim, Lefi Shabircha Zamazon Kavabo and Yonim Shel Hoda'a, Al Eretz Tova, Val Malchus Beis David. Because benching, you have to mention Malchus Beis David, you have to mention Eretz Yisrael, you have to be thankful for all the things, not just food. If you look at benching, only the first bracha is about food. But the rest of it is just a lessons in that we have to inculcate. V'haya zeh ha'neis chashiv ma'od, and this neis was tremendously chashiv in their eyes. Kavu ha'inmaim l'varech alav b'nefesh seveyo b'leif sameach. After a person eats and they feel great, you know, b'makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thank him for this great neis. Okay, just to connect one thing here to what we mentioned before. That is, we mentioned before the difference between Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. Tashmishei Kedusha should be having inherent value, and because it's connected to the Ksav of Torah, Tashmishei Mitzvah, not. Rav Soloveitchik used this, I'm not sure Rav Shechter quotes this, I think it's from Rav Soloveitchik in Eretz HaTzvi. He quotes that this distinction might explain the difference why there's a Mitzvah d'Oraisa of Kfuras Yisrael. Kfuras Akum might be a mitzvah mishum eva, but there's lav dafka the same level of mitzvah. Why is there a mitzvah to bury Yisrael more than what should be? They're both selam alokim, right? We both have to care the same level. So what's the difference? Why the mitzvah of kvura? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested. I think it's Rav Soloveitchik. If not, it's from Rav Shechter. I know it's in the sefer that every Jew is considered tashmishei kedusha because every Jew has the connection to the ksav of Torah. Whether he learned or not, there is that connection of Torah. And of course, the Gemara Nida about every Jew learns Torah with a malach. You know, what's the purpose of that? To give a Jew a natural connection, the pintel yid, connection to the ksav of Torah. And that's why there's a mitzvah of kura, like we say here. Nidu harugei beit lakfura, there's a mitzvah of kura, because we have the status of tashmishei kedusha. Do most all of them have the status of tashmishei mitzvah? Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, they have to do mitzvahs. But that means they have tzelem alakim and kedusha as they're doing the mitzvah, but afterwards the kedusha leaves. Masha'ekim, when it comes to Am Yisrael, they have the status of tashmishei kedusha, and that means inherent status. Okay. Number six, the final one, number six. Rabba Rav Yosef Dami Shavayu, Yom Shepasku Milich Roseitzim L'maracha. It's the day that they stop chopping wood to be used on the Mizbeach. Why? Detanya. Rav Elazar HaGadol Omer, Mechamish Asar Ba'av Ve'elach, Tashash Kol HaShachama, Tu Ba'av in the middle of the summer. So at that moment, that's the height of the heat. From Tu Ba'av on, it starts getting a little cooler. The sun isn't as strong. V'loha Yekarsim Eizel L'maracha. They stopped cutting wood. Why? L'fisha Ein on Yevashim. They weren't dry. They weren't dry anymore. They were wormy. They had worms in there. Therefore, they were puzzled to use on the Mizbeach. We had in the past a Machlokas Rishonim. What's the problem with wormy wood? Is it Balmum? Just like there's animals Balimum and there's wood Balimum and that's the Rambam. Other Rishonim say, no, it's the worms themselves are puzzled like Mizbeach. You're not worried about the wormy wood. You're worried about the worms. That's the problem. So that's why they stopped cutting the wood. So just some Achronim say, it's interesting. It goes by Tu Ba'av. But it's a reason about the sun. Tu B'Av is the lunar calendar. We're talking about the reason. So it always works out. Hashkacha, Shtiyata D'Shemaya. Tu B'Av, always the sun starts getting weaker. Okay? That's Lefisha Einan Yevashin. Why is it a Semcha? So that is this is one of the famous, probably the famous Makka regarding the mitzvah of Siyum. If you look in Baba Basra, when this Gemara is quoted, there's a quote-unquote Machlokes between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom. So what's so happy? What's so happy about they stopped cutting the wood? So says the Rashbam there. The Rashbam there says, why is this such a happy day? Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. The Rashbam, after quoting this pshat, he says, "Va'osa yom shepasku ha'yu smechem levisha va'osa yom ha'yu mashlimin mitzvah gedola kazos." They finished this tremendous mitzvah that they've been doing for months, cutting the wood. Therefore, there was tremendous simcha. This is one of the gemaras. There are two or three gemaras that are quoted as the makor for making a siyum. So this isn't even about learning. This is about just the finishing of mitzvah gedola. This is one gemara quoted. We had a gemara in Shabbos that says, "Tasily, that whenever I make a siyum, whenever I finish a mesechta, all the rabbis come and we have a yontif." That's another makor. These two gemaras, this one and the other gemara, quoted as the makor for making a siyum. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in the Sefer Yom HaTov al Rabbanan on Siyumim. The first page, Perek Aleph, the first and footnote. Chaim Kanievsky is quoted that what's the purpose of a Siyum? 2 points. Number one, Hamaschil b'mitzvah omim lo gemar. V'meila yesh mitzvah l'sayim mesechta. If you start a mesechta, you're like taking upon yourself to finish it. Hamaschil b'mitzvah omim lo gemar. And then he quotes, Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes from his father, the stipler, Avi amir li tamid, shetzorach lahakmid l'sayim kol mesecha shemaschilim. You have to start every mesecta that you have to finish every mesecta that you start. Why? Two reasons. Number one, the she'ela shel neder shemaschilim mesecta v'lo mesayimim. It's like a neder. Why? You're like when you start a mesecta. That's you got to finish. Number two, shezel lo kavod hamesecta shelo lasayim. It's not mesecta. It's a kavod. What? You only got to learn the yeshiva shaprakim. Only the ones with the svarim on it. The first parak, second parak. Not got to learn the whole mesecta. At least Bakiyas get through the rest of the mesecta. Lachen b'shanim sh'amar shiurim b'yeshivas hakadoshos hayamakmi lahashlim la'atzmo es kolam mesecta mireisha v'agemira. Fine, he only gives shiurim 10 blot. Fine, but to himself he finished the entire mesecta. So those are svaras, not really makaros for a siyum. But that is these are two makaros. Related to Siyum. The Amshel Shlomo in Baba Kama talks all about Siyum Masechta. When he talks about what is the definition of a Seudas Mitzvah, he talks about in Meruba, in the Amshel Shlomo, in Perek Zayin, if you want to look it up, it's on page Ayin Aleph in mine. So he talks about a Siyum, and he says, Siyum Sefer Nami Nirbein Eshu Seudas Mitzvah. He thinks it's a Seudas Mitzvah. He goes to Gemara and Shabbos that we quoted, Tasili, when the Abaye says that when I see the rabbis that finish Masechtas, I used to make them a Yantif. Umishum Zeh, he even says, Hayanira Lavarech Shahasimcha Bimono, B'Siyum Masechta. He felt that he should even say Shahasimcha Bimono by a Siyum. Why? The Ein Lach Asimcha Yosef of Nechadish Baruchu, El Asimcha Varina Shal Torah. There is no greater simcha in front of Hashem except this. And that is why, if you look at the Dogel Merivah and Hilchas Avelis, he quotes that Avelim are allowed to participate in the Siyum. Or any simcha that's connected to Torah. Why? Because that's the simcha of Torah. That's not simcha of Mireus. That's the simcha of Torah. And that's why some poskim say a bar mitzvah is really a simcha of Torah, not a wedding. A bar mitzvah is a simcha of Torah, and that's why there are more heterim for an avel to go to a bar mitzvah, because really it's a siyum of Torah. It's a siyum of Torah, and that's why connected to this. And then he even quotes, says the Marshal, V'chein ho'resi pamachas halacha l'maisa. I paskin once that you should say shasimcha b'mona by a siyum. I paskin that way. We mentioned this. V'nisbalbel hasimcha b'muhumos gedolos adesibos kashos, and the party got out of hand. Right, but Talisi Asirchon B, and I said it's my fault. Shavati al Diveri Abosai Shal Shom Meyolam Davarzeh, untraditional Chadash Asur Min HaTorah, and therefore he says I did something wrong. Alken Lo Kasur Ela B'Chasan V'Pidyon HaBen. Okay, so I said I take it back, but I really think that Misvara. Really think that Misvara. That's what he says, and he quotes the Ar Gemara at the end of the parak in the Am Shal Shlomo. He quotes this, the tremendous Simcha when it comes to making a. Comes to making a siyum. Again, siyum, we had a separate shiur on it last summer, different halachas about siyumim. Just one other point, and this is, Rav Soloveitchik has this, the last page of Rishima Shiur Mansukha. Rabbi Reichman quotes this. He quotes this from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and that is, the purpose of a siyum is not finishing. The purpose of a siyum is not finishing. The purpose of a siyum is starting again. That's why, on Simchas Torah, we not only say Leini Kol Yisrael, we start Bereishis Bara. Not just La'arbi V'Sasatan. But also, that's the siyum. And then he quotes it based on a pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. He says, and that's why, he says, if you look in Europe, all the gdolim got chasen bracious. He says, here, lahafochu, navoch in America, we get chasen Torah. Chasen Torah is also chasha, very important. But he says, really, he says, even though people think that chasen Torah is the more chashav aliyah, he says, in Europe, all the gdolim always got chasen bracious. Because the ikar of finishing is really starting again. And that's what he says. But Chaslavish, Shuburasin, Siri Vlas was Chasan Torah. He never wanted Chasan Torah. He wanted Chasan Bracious. But Bola America, Dima, she covered Torah, but she was Balabais, he covered Chasan Torah. But Zafganir is the Kabbal. So anyway, that's what he said. And then he quotes, Rav Soloveitchik quotes, I've heard this from a number of people, that the Rav Soloveitchik never made a Siyum. Never made a siyum. He always said, I have to learn it again. What, I finished it. He never made siyum except once. And he writes this here. Only when he finished learning Maseches Brachos for 10 years in the shul in Moriah in Manhattan, he says, after that, after learning for 10 years with a number of serious balabatim, he says, L'kavad HaKehila, that learned by Hasmada Baruba, he says, I participate. I said, okay, that's my exception. But generally, he did not make siyumim. He felt that he always wanted to learn it again and again. Okay, that's some inyanim of a siyum. Let's continue. Let's finish up. Amar Rav Menashe. You didn't think I'd be here at 6:46. Amar Rav Menashe, v'karu lei yom tavar magal. And Rav Menashe says, what they call this day, the day that they stop cutting the wood, the day of the breaking of the scythe. And they stop cutting the wood with that. Mikan ve'eluch, and from here on in, demosif Yosef. Rashi explains, because, oh, I didn't say the Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom there in Baba Basra, there says, why was it such a great day? What did the Rashbam say? Because now they finished this great simcha. The Rabbeinu Gershom there says, no, because now they have more time to learn. They finished this great mitzvah, now they can sit and learn. Meaning, you can put them together. The emphasis is what you could do now, to go in your head. But now they have more time to learn. And that's exactly what the Gemara now says. Because they look to Mosif Yosef, from here on in, to Mosif, whoever learns more at night, you have longer nights available now. Yosef, so then he will be Mosif Bishanim, Udalo Mosif, and the one who is not Mosif, so then, I mean, he doesn't add on Talmud Torah now that there's more free time, Tikbur, Yosef, or Yosef, he will be gathered in. My Yosef, what does that mean? Amar of Yosef, Tikbure Ime, his mother will bury him. What does that mean? Means that Rachman al-Islam, he's not going to live too much longer. So why Dafka the mother? So I saw the Anaf Yosef says, because Torah Shebichsav and Midrashim is compared to a Zachar, and Torah to a father, and Torah Shebal Peh is compared to a mother. And at night, we're talking about learning at night, Dafka, there's a special connection of Torah Shebal Peh to nighttime. There's a whole literature about learning Torah Shebichsav at night, during the week at least, and Shabbos might be different. But learning Torah Shebichsav at night, again, if somebody's, the question is Bittul Torah versus learning Chumash, I always vote for learning Chumash. But there is a special inyan to learn Torah Shebal Peh at night. That's what Dafka Imeh, because Imeh symbolizes Torah Shebal Peh, and that's what he's lacking. Okay, Viter. Shebahemenos is Yerushalayim v'chulu. So what happens on these days? The Bnos Yerushalayim, now the end of that Mishnah, go out and they start dancing in the white clothing, in their borrowed clothing, and they say, you know, any man who is available, who is interested. Says the Kolbo, one of the later he's showing him. What is going on here with this women dancing in the front of the... Is this tznius? V'yesh t'meyin. Echa yatova minag hazeh b'eini chachamim. She'yachtavu ish es ishto. V'chas v'sholom domek yilu b'nos Yisrael hefker. I don't understand what's going on here. The women start dancing in the middle and the men... I'll take that one and that. What's going on here? He says, v'ein zetema. He says, you have to understand. Yesh l'chol adas. He says, it's a Musar Haskel for us. He says, anyone who was able to marry off their daughter and they come from a good family and everything's going to be taken care of, those girls didn't go. Those women, that was not who we're talking about here. Vim Haisanara Bulgaris, if there was a woman who, you know, that the father was going to take care of, so she didn't go out. And if she did go out, she was given specific instructions, you know, Ein Ishim Miskadesh El Ladaita. Or with the father if she's too young. So it couldn't happen right away. What was this for? It's for a specific group of women. Minog Bishvil Habano She'ein Yadavian Masekis Lahasion. Vu'ulai Haya Yoshvo Sachatalp and Roshan Imlo Idea Minagazet. This was for the women who were having crises. Specifically, says the Kolbo, for the women who specifically were having trouble, they made this Shidduch Shabbaton right here. They let the women go out, not for the people who did not need it, the younger ones, but specifically for the ones who were having trouble, who would have trouble, Dafka, that's what this is for. And even though it looks a little funny, but you know what? Litzorech the marriage, Litzorech the Shidduchim, you know, this is 100% not just acceptable, but Alach Adchila, and Chazal suggested that it be done.
But it says even the wealthy girls did it.
So it says, they also have some trouble. Lav Dafka, if you have bringing a big Nadunya, that it's automatically...
Maybe they just went to make everyone feel better.
Right, maybe they went to make everybody to be part of it, but Lav Dafka, that they were the ones that were also participating. Okay, let's continue. Tanur Rabbanon, Basmelech Shoelas Bibas Kohen Gadol. What happened? They all borrowed clothes. So it says the Basmelech Shoelas, right? That's probably the pshat, because it says even here the greatest women went out. So he dafka just to have achdus. Basmelech Shoelas Bibas Kohen Gadol. So a Basmelech, who's the highest level of society, she used to borrow clothes. Everybody borrowed clothes from the one under them, so that they all got mixed. Shoelas Bibas Kohen Gadol. took from the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, Bas Kohen Gadol Bibas Skan. Ubaskan Mibas Skan took from the daughter of the assistant Kohen Gadol. Ubaskan Mibas Meshuach Bochama. The daughter of the Skan took from the daughter of the Meshuach Bochama. Ubas Meshuach Bochama Mibas Kohen Hedyot. The Kol Yisrael Shoal and Zemizeh and all Yisrael bar from each other. Kadesh Lo Yisvaisis Misha Ainlo. So nobody's embarrassed whoever does not have. There's a story in Ishim Meshitos. Ishim Meshitos, if you never looked at it, it's a beautiful sefer by Rav Zevin, who talks about the 10 gedolim from the previous dar, and he talks about their life, he talks about a lot of their Torahs. It's like the Nitziv, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rogachava, Rav Meir Simcha, Rav Chaim Ozer, Rav Kook, Baruch the Chazanish. He talks about the 10 gedolim. So in the chapter on Rav Kook, he says he was once in 1934, summer of 1934, he once was at a Shalashal Shudas with Rav Kook. One time in his life. 1934, it's right before Rav Kook was Nifter. He says, one time he was at a shul, he says, you don't put, the malachim were there. And he says, he was mamish shining, and everybody was listening. And then he starts giving a Dvar Torah. He says, milchama is not a permanent state. Milchama, halachically, you could be in milchama for 10 years. But milchama, 1934, he says this. Milchama halachically is not a tachlis la'atzma. Eina ela hechrech zmani u'matarasa lahavi minucha ulamis. The purpose of milchama is not a permanent state. He says, and what's my raya? That's the context he was talking about. He says, there's Yerusha by many positions in Judaism. The melech is yarshins if his son is roi. The Kohen Gadol yarshins if his son is roi. The skan Kohen Gadol, there's one position that's not yarshin, says the Rambam. Mashuach milchama. The Kohen Gadol on Meshuach Melchama, the Rambam says Mefurish, in Hilchos Klei Migdash. You don't yarshin that to the sun. You know why? Because that's not a permanent. Meshuach Melchama, the one who riles up the troops, there's no Yerusha by Meshuach Melchama. Because that's not meant to be a permanent state. That is just a Dabar Zmani. And then he says, this answer is a Kushya Atzuma that the Mefarshim ask. What's the Kushya Atzuma? The Gemara, the end of Mesechus Tainis, says, at the order, the Bas Melech, Bas Kohen Gadol, Bas Kan, and Bas Meshuach Melchama. So it sounds like the Sgan is greater than the Meshuach Melchama, right? Because it says the Baskan goes after the Bas Meshuach Melchama. But if you look at Harios, where it talks about the different levels, who gets the first Aliyah, right? That's where the Gemara is, Kohen Nefer and Levi, Kohen Mamzer, Lefnei Tamar Chacham Amaris, the whole Gemara is, there it says, Meshuach Melchama Kodim L'Sgan. Meshuach Melchama goes before the Sgan. The Sgan, the assistant, never did anything. The Meshuach Melchama, he did. What do you mean Meshuach Melchama? He already functioned. Steer and Gemaris, here, why is the Skan greater? Says Rav Kook, no, here we're talking about the Bas Meshuach Melchama. The Bas, there's no Yerusha by a Meshuach Melchama. Bas, the daughter, there's no Yerusha. She's not like a Meshuach Melchama. There's no Yerusha when it comes to a Meshuach Melchama. That's why over here, not talking about the Meshuach Melchama himself. So that's why it's lower than the Skan. That's what he says. He says, and all Torah was like this. He said, Ba'atzmu so onam Meshuach Melchama chashav Yoser. Aval sham betainis medu ruhu lochem Meshuach. Aval benoseihem. Bito shal mikodemes. So Meshuach Melchama ain din shel Yerusha. And therefore, that's why the order is switched, comparing this Gemara to the Gemara in Harios. Okay, if you want to look it up, those who have it, it's Isha Meshitos on page 235. Okay, let's continue. Last skinny line. Kol kelim tu'unin tefillah. All the clothing that was borrowed, they all tovelt it beforehand, because maybe the previous wearer had been an isha nida, and the begadim are tameis. So they tovelt all the kelim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, afilu makaflin rach bekufsa. Even if you got it in a nice, neat, freshly laundered package, you still can't trust that and assume that they were put in a mikvah. Therefore, they tovelt everything. Benos Yisrael yotzos v'cholos bekramim. Benos Yisrael went out in circles in the vineyards. Tana, Misha Ainlo, Isha, Nifn Lasham. Whoever Ainlo Isha, right? This may be like the Kolbo said, Ainlo, people who need went there. Now we're talking about the men. The men who needed Nifn Lasham went there. Miyuchasa Shabahan, Ayamros Vachulu. So they quoted all these different psukim that the Mishnah quotes. So Tana Rabbana says the Gemara, Yaf Yafisa Shabahan Mayho Omros, the beautiful amongst them used to say, Tsinu Enechem Liyofi, Shaina Isha Liyofi. Look how beautiful I am. Shein Isha Liyofi. And Lavdafka, this is literal, but that's what they were hoping and trying to show. Miyuchaso Shebehen Mayo Omros, the ones who had great yichus used to say, Tinu Enechem L'mishpacha, L'fi She'ein Ha'isha El Labanim. Look at the great family that I have, and Ein Isha Labanim, we can establish a wonderful family. Michu Aros Shebehen Mahayu Omros, the ones who were not so pretty, Mahoy, what they used to say, Kechu Mechachem L'shem Shamayim, please, marry us L'shem Shamayim. But give us a lot of jewelry after we get married. What does that mean? Right, but give us a lot of jewelry afterwards, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Not Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it's a Gemara. I saw it quoted also here. I didn't bring it. The Margolis Hashas. The Gemara in Nedar Madaf Samach Vav said that there was a certain man that was supposed to marry his niece because he saw, you know, that's what the Gemara said it was a good thing, and he's no different from his niece because she wasn't such a pretty woman. He makes a neder, and therefore they take her into the house and they beautify her and they put on makeup and he comes out and she's gorgeous, she's beautiful. So Rabbi Yisrael says, you make a neder against this woman? So he said, no, I didn't have her in mind. And I have her in mind. And the Gemara there says, every Benos Yisrael is beautiful. Elisha anius men avlasan. But the poor, the situations make them not appear so beautiful. But every one of Bas Yisrael, so that's what it means here. Mechuaros, it's not our fault. Give us some jewelry. Give us some, we'll be fine. We are Yafe inside. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov ended here, quotes that idea. It's just anius men avlasan.
So that fits well with the
Kol. That fits well with all the different. You have to say all these types of women are still ones that were in need of a shidduch. Right, Kalanova Chasuda, but this is in the wedding day. This is in the wedding day. But you're right. There, it's already decided. So you might say it's already. He's marrying her. So you gotta give him some support, encouragement. Kalanova Chasuda. Okay. Amr Ula Biira Amr Blazer. I'm not gonna shmarach. Last mechol tzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle for the tzaddikim in Olam Haba. That's why this is here. Machol Machol. Also to end off with something nice. V'hu Yoshev v'neim b'gan Eden. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to sit in the middle of the circle. V'chol echad v'echad mar b'etzbo. And every tzad is going to be pointing to the middle of the circle. Shenamar. As it says, V'amar yamahu hinei elkeinu zeh. Kivinu lo v'yoshienu. On that day, they're going to say, this is our God. Elkeinu zeh. Zeh always symbolizes pointing with clarity. Kivinu lo v'yoshienu. We hope for him. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo. Nagilav nispacha bishuasos. There is a famous vart that's quoted. I saw it. I've heard it from the Chavis Chai. That's how I originally heard it from a while ago. I saw it last night from Akiva Eger, at least part of it. That is the message of this mashal. All the tzaddikim l'asalav are going to be in a circle. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in the middle. 3 points. A circle. Every point on the circle is equidistant from the center. That's the first message that's going to be. Every Oved Hashem and every tzaddik and gadol will realize that he's no closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu than the next tzaddik. Everybody's equal. Everybody's equidistant. Message number one. Message number two. If you were missing a drop of a circle, then the whole thing is finished. There's no circle. If you're missing any point on the circle, on the circumference of the circle. So every tzaddik will see that the other tzaddik's avdus is also needed to fill in the circle. Everybody's needed. Number three, by a circle you dance. You dance meaning you go into the spot that your friend was in a minute ago. Every tzaddik's going to experience the derech of avodas Hashem of the other person, and they'll realize that that's needed too. And that's the point of a circle, and that's the dancing, what everybody, what we feel. And that's Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo Nagilav Nispacha Bishuasav. And that is, Rav Shechter says of over a story that when he was growing up, his father was a rabbi of a shul, and this is one of the psukim in the by the Atah Aresa. This is the one long one. So he says he was always the son of the rabbi, and they always stuck him with this pasuk because it would never fit into the tune. So he always was upset. He said that he got stuck with this pasuk as he got older, and he learned this gemara, and he realized this is what it's all about. Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo by Akafis. This is the ultimate. So he says he realized Baruch Hashem. This is the most beautiful pasuk. This is the greatest pasuk about Akafis you could have. Kadosh Baruch Hu Zafka in the middle. Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo Nagilav Nispacha Bishuasav. So we should all be zochet to dance very soon on that circle, the machol, with a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the middle. And the way we get there is by continuing our Talmud Torah together. Beth Hashem, we should just go, keep going, Michael Ochayel. So Beth Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow with a new Masechet Megillah. Any friends that you know of, please let them know that it's a great way to get ready for Purim. As I was just informed, it's the only time in the next 15 years that the Masechet is going to coincide with the Yontif. The only time. Well, after Moed Katan, we're finished. But we're finished in terms of Yom Tovim. We're just starting. But after that, the next cycle, it doesn't work out. Except Rabbi Nun pointed out that Shabbos will work out. So Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's continue. Yeah.